County is wet now.
Yeah.
And before it went wet, I seen Sunday evening, Sunday morning, drive right up there, go over there to his house. They're supposed to put that mess over there. 12, 15, 20 cars a day, and they tried to catch him. Think they couldn't catch him. No, they didn't want to catch him, the sheriff didn't. They got up there and hung around there and wasn't going out the house. That, of course, he had the money like a fellow right up yonder. I was up there one morning and
two sheriffs come up back to Coosa County as I looked at Jordan County.
Mm-hmm. I went to school with his brothers and his sister. They're about 15 or 16 of them, and they've all gone to five now. The dad and mother have been gone. That boy was sitting there like any other boy can do this.
Mm-hmm.
They come up there this morning. I stopped by there. So my brother Kyle took me with his mother 2 days before me. He come out there and well, I said, it's under law. That's all right. Mm-hmm. All right, what'd you do? It was in front of the house there. Had to walk up an incline by like that. But when the driver was going out to the barn,
mm-hmm,
to get us in the yard, and then he went down right quick and come up like that. We got down under law. Nothing on the under law.
Mm-hmm.
So his mother said, take that. She appreciates you coming by, saving her a trip, me a trip, too. You know, when you let me where you sit.
What's that?
Yeah, that's what I don't mind telling you. Goddamn, I didn't get my $150 home. I said, I knew you coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Mother said, she appreciates you all coming by. Save her a trip, me a trip.
Mm-hmm. What did he call that stuff that he sell?
Bootleg liquor.
Bootleg liquor?
He's a bootlegger.
Mm-hmm. That stuff really strong.
I never taste none, but they tell me some liquor, the homemade liquor, bootleg liquor, would kill you.
Really?
Yeah. And some would say it's better liquor if it's made right and still is right than you buy, put out by the government of the state.
Yeah. Did he ever call it like something like cheap whiskey or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm just fine with
you.
You want more shit?
Huh?
That looks a little better.
Oh, there you go.
That looks a little better. Yeah, then you take some more coffee and you do the next cup of rice. Take
it away. We're talking about syrup. Can you tell me, you know, the other day we're talking about making that big syrup. Tell me something about that.
Sugar cane syrup?
Yeah.
Well, you can take sugar cane, and I don't know if you ever seen any called sugar cane. Huh? You ever seen stalk about that big around, joints about that long to that long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you crush it up, as I said. I crushed it right here where this car pulled is. Started minimum 4 o'clock and grind an hour and a half before they come down from the house up yonder. They come in, bring a mule, and I take that mule out and go and feed it and eat breakfast. Now you can make that syrup.
What's the difference between that stuff and
the
syrup?
Well, that was pure sugar cane. Now if you add in here, just show you the difference right here. This says a blend of corn syrup and cane sugar syrup. See? Cane molasses and pure honey. There's a certain percentage of honey, Golden Eagle syrup manufacturing company, Lafayette, Alabama. That's like that old one.
Yeah, I saw it coming in.
Yeah. Well, that's got a certain percentage of honey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say how much, but it's a better syrup than I like that Golden Eagle way better than the new yellow label.
Is there any difference in the way it pours or something?
Yeah. That right there is thicker. Mm-hmm.